Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So yesterday was Blades of Glory. No one died. It's great news. Everybody stayed on their feet for the most part. Kaplan, complete ringer. We were comparing him to Michelle Kwan. And so I was looking up. I'm like, what's Michelle Kwan doing now? She is the U.S. ambassador to Belize. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I met her once at a Laker game. She could not have been nicer.
She is really nice. I interviewed her at the Olympics. She actually... if I'm not mistaken, she never won the gold medal. She lost once to Tara Lipinski.
And she won a bunch of world championships.
Yes.
But yeah, never was able to
But the U.S. gold. Ambassador to Belize, which seems like a really important job.
Why Belize? Like, what is, does she have some kind of connection to Belize? Like, do you have to
she
have a connection?
She knows the Belizeans well.
Sure. But if it's like to become an ambassador, do you need to know that country?
Like, I don't know, John. What do you think? Do you need to know? Does she know Belize in order to be the Belize ambassador?
Ambassadorships are something that that people get because
it's like honorary,
right? They know they either supported a candidate that is doing the appointment, or you know, it's normally a favor you do for somebody. Like the Dan Rooney was one of the owners of the Steelers.
Wasn't he the Ireland ambassador?
Yeah, he was the ambassador to Ireland because he gave money to, I can't remember if it was Clinton or Obama.
Obama, one of those guys.
So do you do anything? Do you go to Belize?
I think if there's an incident there.
You're in charge?
You're in charge. Now, Belize doesn't have any, it's a really calm, mellow place. So I don't think there's going to be an incident that Michelle Kwan is.
Well, did Dan Rooney in Ireland, I'm sure there's issues in Ireland. Things happen.
I think Rooney nailed it. Nailed it as the Irish ambassador.
It's very strange.
All right, 2 o'clock call of the day. Wow, look at this. Let's try Billy in Burbank. Hey, Billy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just want to say hi. Grateful that you are safe and you're walking. Unfortunately, you know, John was wrong. He survived. And I want to say that the comic plate yesterday was probably the best comic plate ever.
Wow. Well, that's nice to hear.
Why was it the best ever?
Oh, man, like the intro. Everyone was singing together for the 1 o'clock intro and then the 2 o'clock intro. Everyone was doing the Captain Sedano. Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, no, it's really cool because Sedano and Cap did good afternoon and growled, and then we did. Let's go to Eddie in Marina Del Rey. Hey, Eddie, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, great show. Listen, this I've been born in Brooklyn. I'm a Dodger fan since the 40s and 50s. Can you answer something on the contract? I'm a little bit upset on certain things, John. Maybe you can help me out. The 1% limit on charity, the premium suite, not just the suite, but he gets a premium suite. He gets a box with who knows how many people at Dodger Stadium and also on the road. I mean, Kershaw doesn't even get half of what Otani's going to get. And I'm glad he's here, believe me, just like you guys. But what do you think the other players think of these things that, to me, was out of the boundary?
Well, here's the bottom line. And I'm just going to give you the honest truth. None of the other players are Otani. I'll compare it to LeBron. LeBron gets perks with the Lakers that no other player gets, and he should. He absolutely should because he's the difference between winning titles and not winning titles. Otani is so unique and is so good at base. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen that he could pretty much ask for anything, Mace, and I think it would be considered.
Yes.
And proof of that is the Mark Walter, Andrew Friedman clause in his deal. I never thought any player in any sport could say, hey, if the owner or the GM moves on, I get to opt out of my deal, and the team would give it to him.
That's
but
amazing.
They gave it to him because he is so unique.
Yeah.
And other players have been given suites and boxes and planes.
Yeah, it's not that I mean, remember Kevin Brown used to get a charter flight to Atlanta, I think, at some point. You got to fly home 10 times a year.
I'm not a system player.
Like that.
I am a system.
All right, that was me. I hit a button automatically there.
Thanks, I'm not James a system Harden. Player. I am a system.
James Harden. Well, I mean, Ohtani probably is a system.
He probably is a system. It's fair. Let's get one more in here. Let's do the 205 call today. It's Brian and Oxnard. Brian, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. So just going off, of the sports topic, shall I say.
Yeah.
We're getting close to the holidays, and I was watching a holiday movie with some family, and we started having a debate of what are the top five all-time Christmas movies for the holidays. What say you guys?
We did this about a week ago.
What do you like? What are yours?
For me, I definitely go with The Grinch, number one.
Grinch.
I have Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
That's
there.
A classic.
One or two. Elf, Polar Express, and then maybe Nightmare Before Christmas, probably with Tim Burton.
That's a classic.
Mine's easy. Love Actually 1, The Holiday 2. I don't know if I would put Miracle on 34th Street in your top five, Mace?
I like the most recent version, which I think was the 90s. There's one from the 40s and there's one from the 90s. I like the 90s version.
Yeah, I like that movie. It's a Wonderful Life is on my list. Elf is on my list, and that's five right there.
Yeah, I think my five would be Love Actually, It's a Wonderful Life, Elf. I am actually, because I watched it for a second time, so I think it's going to be a tradition, Spirited, and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, those are all good.
Yeah, all good.
You could do what I do and just leave Hallmark on all the time for a month.
Oh, God. Now, Laura watches Hallmark nonstop.
I am the person that watches Hallmark, Lifetime, the cheesy, any, like, dumb movies from, like, Peacock or, like, any of those channels, I'm all for.
I wondered who watched that stuff.
I love it. Don't judge me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Hallmark stuff I can't do. Everybody's mom watches Hallmark. You know, here's who watches Hallmark. Everybody's mom and John.
And Michael.
Not a mom. Not a mom.
No, so you're into it.
I love it. Yeah. I was doing that while I was wrapping presents last night.
I know. Right. You know what I don't like,
Laura,
John?
Laura, I'm going to send you something funny.
Okay.
And I want you and Brian and Greg to decide whether or not we should play it. It's about Hallmark movies, okay?
Okay.
Does it curse?
No.
There's no cursing.
Then I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know if it's interesting enough.
Well, then let's not do it.
If you don't think so, then it's not.
No, it is to me, but I don't know. I'm gonna let Laura decide. I don't know. It's this girl talking about what happens in every Hallmark movie.
Uh-huh.
I saw this.
And she just nails it.
So,
Laura, I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I saw it on my Instagram, and I was like, I feel attacked.
I thought it was great.
No, it's funny, but in a funny way. You know what I mean?
Okay, we'll play it coming up.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Did you guys play that AI thing about Ohtani's contract?
We didn't play it yet.
AI is scary. Let me just say
Wolf
that.
Of Wall Street thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody took a clip from Wolf of Wall Street and made it about Ohtani's contract, and they used AI, and it sounds exactly like DiCaprio. I mean, Mace.
They did an unbelievable job.
But it just goes to show you, that may be the scandal that ends us, is somebody does a
manipulating
show of
stuff?
You and I saying stuff that we absolutely never said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here is that clip. Again, this is, think about the movie Wolf of Wall Street.
And this is a little bit long. It runs a couple minutes, right?
Leo, I think just a minute. Leo plays Jordan Belfort, and they basically take the narration that goes with the movie, and they turn it into a conversation about Ohtani's contract. Here it is.
The Ohtani deal was beautiful. He signed a 10-year contract for $700.
How good is that?
So the end of it is like
that's
real
Leo.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, that was Leo for sure.
From the movie, and then the rest of it was complete. Yeah, AI is going to be...
It's just scary.
Yeah, AI is going to be scary. We're all getting replaced at some point. Manager of audio operations will be AI.
Oh, I think I already am.
Yeah.
With the way things
are
going.
Are you really there? Are you off golfing somewhere?
Yeah.
I did originally work for SI, so.
Yeah, there you go. That says it all.
Did you see that everybody at SI got fired over that?
They should have.
Oh, they should have. I can never trust SI again.
The top four people in the company, all out.
Good.
It was probably their idea.
Yeah.
They should be. Do you not?
We should tell people what we're talking about. AI or Sports Illustrated used fake writers, like created them with artificial intelligence and put bylines on stories, and these people were not real. It was just a computer writing stories. And it got leaked, and it came out, and now everybody's fired.
So here's the thing. Can you, and this will be my answer, can you ever trust SI again? I actually think less of SI. Mm-hmm. I think it's less solid a source. I don't trust everything that comes across from SI, and that wasn't the case before all this went down. They destroyed their credibility with this.
Right. Well, it's like, who was JP somebody that...
Yeah, JP.
Yeah, said Ohtani Toronto was done.
Yep.
And, so now that's got to follow him for what on anything he writes forever.
Yep.
And the company that he was writing for, which is Dodger blog.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, when people get stuff wrong, you remember.
Yep.
John Heyman.
I can't believe anything he puts out there.
And the one exception to this is I'm still going to trust John Morosi. He got one thing wrong where he said, and he apologized profusely. He said that Ohtani was on that plane going to Toronto, and as it turns out, it was not. He later
it was the
corrected
guy from
it.
Shark Tank.
Right, exactly.
But he also said in that same post that no deal is done, nothing is over. Like, he was just saying that he was on. So he did get that little instance wrong, but he didn't get it totally wrong that he said he's going to be a Blue Jay or anything like that.
No, he didn't do that. He just said he was on his way to Toronto right. And then apologized. So, yeah.
I believe him still.
Heyman, no. Hoonstra, no.
Dodgers Nation, no.
Who's the other one? Carissa Thompson, no.
Well, that's a whole nother. She's not a Sideline Reporter anymore.
We're doing no's. All right, coming up next for you. I think the city of New Orleans has got the best food in America, but apparently one professional athlete cannot seem to push himself away from the table. That is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. Caller number 7 is Harold McDaniel in Harbor City. Harold, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Harold, you got a choice to make here. You got 6 boxes. The Travis box, the Sliwa box, the Mason box, the Ireland box, the Sedano box, or the Kaplan box. Which box do you want?
Let's go with the Mason box.
The Mason Box.
The Mason Box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a Sierra Subaru prize pack. And, of course, a gift card from our friends at Islands. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
All right. Awesome, Harold. Congratulations, man. You'll enjoy that. Let me just ask you one question.
Thank you so much.
What station takes care of you during the season of winning?
Number one, ESPN LA.
The 12 Days of 710.
The 12 Days of 710.
It's the season of winning on 710.
Did you hear when I said I'm getting the hang of it?
You did. You are getting the hang of it, thankfully. And you only have 3 more days.
You ruined it by saying I'm getting the hang of it.
Exactly. Right. I still screwed it up.
Over the close.
I think that's I listen to the station a lot. I think that's the first time anybody has chosen the Mason box, which kind of hurts my feelings.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think that's the first person to take the Mason box.
Nah.
Yeah, I think that's the first person to take the Mason box.
You know what?
They all took the Ireland
it's
box.
It's always the Ireland box on the show.
Yeah, Ireland box.
Because they think they're going to get your tickets. I will offer you, for anyone listening, if you take the Ireland box, it does not automatically mean you're getting Laker tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I think they think that, but the Laker tickets could be in anybody's box.
Yeah, anybody's box, exactly. All right, so, John, you found this. This has been going around for a while. Zion Williamson is a healthy eater.
Yes, he is.
Big boy. He lives, in New Orleans, where I think that is...
Best food in the country.
Best food in the world is New Orleans food. So Zion apparently cannot control himself. Stephen A. Smith actually has this insight to the Zion story.
I'm quoting people. You got chefs in New Orleans who love him. They're looking for him. Everybody, every chef there wants to meet him because they know he'll show up to their restaurant. The word out on Zion Williamson is that he'll eat the table. I'm quoting. He'll eat the table. What in the hell is going on with Zion Williamson?
He will eat the table.
That's not good.
By the way, I don't believe Stephen A. Smith actually has maitre d's as sources in New Orleans. Do you?
I think he probably does, yeah.
You don't think that's sort of, that may be an exaggeration?
No.
I've
been out with Stephen A. before.
Multiple chefs.
He knows everybody.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Brad Turner's cousin, Ave, used to be the maitre d' at NOLA, which was Emeril Lagasse's restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
And he took great care of us there. And you're right, man. The food in New Orleans is ridiculous. If I lived there, I would be 30 pounds heavier. So I know what Zion is up against. But, man, if I had a $190 million contract like he did, I would have a personal chef, and I would not set foot in one of those restaurants just because it's my career.
Now, is he fat right now? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Is he fat?
I did his game in Vegas.
I should say, is he body positive right now?
Please.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he played his worst game of the year. AD kind of ate him up, but he came back the very next game and played great. So he's got it in him. I mean,
but you're not allowed to say somebody's fat anymore. That's like off limits.
Well, nobody wants to hear they're fat.
Right.
He's hefty.
No, but why can't you say someone's fat?
Because it's not body positive.
You can call yourself fat, but someone can't call you fat.
Right.
It's bordering on too offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Fatness. It's not.
But what if you are fat? Like, I there are times when I'm fat.
Yeah. I've never seen you fat, John Ireland.
The most I've ever weighed was, it freaked me out.
Okay.
I got to 197.
Oh.
No, really?
Come on.
197 on you is actually significant.
Right. I lost 17 pounds in 18 days. That's when I went on that MetaFast diet.
Yeah,
yeah. Ever since then, I haven't gone north of 190.
Okay, well, if you're only, the highest you've been is 197, you are not fat. There is no fat in your body.
No, that's true.
You are just you're a little bit bigger than what you like.
Yeah,
but you are not fat.
But I got rid of the gut.
But here's the difference. I was 217 during the pandemic.
That was
high
too.
You look like fat bastard.
And I
think I said that to you on multiple occasions. I can no longer say that. It's not politically correct, apparently.
No, it's you can't. I don't take offense. So
you're friends. You can say whatever you want to each other.
Your friends can be fat.
But we can't call.
Yeah, just don't call
Zion fat.
Say he's.
If Tommy Lamb is walking down the studio, Tommy Lamb, our sales manager. Yeah. If you call him fat, he's not. If you call him fat, you can't do that. Like, you are close, you know him, but you're not like close friends that are talking to each other all the time every day. You can't call him fat. You can call Mason fat, you can call me fat, but you can't call someone else fat.
Right, exactly. Huh. You just got to be careful with this. All right, so John, we're doing Fifth Row Fridays this week. And this is the last Fifth Row Friday of the year. There's a question from each show this week. And remember, the shows are all scrambled and all over the place and combo plates and all that. There's still a question between 1 and 4 every single day that will be on the quiz Friday at 2:30. So you got to pay attention to absolutely everything. And by the way, it is sponsored by BBGO, your official Lakers game day snack. And Laura came across this story about BBGO. So Costco just brought back.
I like how you said it. Costco.
Costco. I've never been to Costco.
Or Costco.
Seriously? You've never been to Costco?
Never been to Costco. I'm not
You're
a
lying.
Member.
Great. You're
I'm
lying.
Not a member to Costco.
It's great.
Doesn't matter.
You have to join.
It will change your life.
You need like three references to get into Costco, don't you?
No.
Pretty much.
How have you never stepped foot in
Costco? Mace, I would bet large amounts of money on this. You cannot go to Costco and buy just one thing. It's almost impossible.
It's like Target. You go in there thinking you want one thing, you end up with $200.
A whole basket full of crap.
So here's the big news. Costco, or Costco.
Costco.
Just brought back a fan favorite. Frozen dumplings. People are buying them 10 bags at a time. It is the Bibigo Beef Bulgogi Mandu dumplings. They're extra large dumplings with Korean style bulgogi flavor and sold in a 3-pound bag for around $16. People are buying them 10 at a time.
I don't blame them.
That stuff is good.
Yeah, I do not blame them. Bergman and I were at a Bergman, I'm trying to remember where that was. We were at a live event and the Bibigo truck was there.
Yeah, it was the
We were in Korea.
The mural,
right?
Yeah, the mural.
The mural, that's right. I wasn't here that day.
Man, we could not get enough of that stuff. I think we had 7 portions each.
Carlo, can we get another one?
Yeah, they just kept bringing them, and we even Michael, who normally doesn't eat, was eating Bibigo the whole show.
Yeah, by the way, I was surprised by that.
I brought so much home, Mace.
Did you?
And I ate it all week. It was amazing.
So good.
Sliwa told me that Michael only eats chips until he gets home at night.
True. That's a lie. I don't.
No, it's true. Because he doesn't, and I've actually now taken a page from his book. I've kind of copied, because this is a little inside, but we, how can I phrase this so it's not gross? We don't have time to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it during a game. There isn't.
Right. Well, there's a brief halftime.
Not even halftime because the lines are too long.
Right.
So you have to eat strategically, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that includes don't eat any full meals until after the game.
See, there's always food at the station. I don't ever partake in food at the station.
Well, same
I work
philosophy,
best on
though.
An empty
you and
stomach.
You and I don't have time to go to the bathroom during Mason and Ireland.
Oh, yeah, no. No, it's tight.
So
it's tight.
You got to eat and drink strategically.
He was eating during the broadcast for a while, wasn't he?
Michael?
Yeah.
Doesn't he eat chips?
Yeah.
That was like pretzels and that kind of thing.
Yeah, he does eat chips. All right, coming up next for you, the college football fan who's trying to help with his team's recruiting, plus that Hallmark thing that John talked about. If you're a Hallmark movie fan, we'll do that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, we were just talking about Bibigo. You know Bibigo. You see their name on the Laker jerseys for every single game. But Bibigo is the official game day snack of the Lakers. I keep my freezer stocked with Bibigo during the winter because it's so versatile. You can use them in a stir fry, put them in a soup, just eat them whenever you want a warm snack. They're perfect to have on hand when you don't feel like going out, but you feel like something warm, delicious, and easy. Bibigo knows food brings people together, just like the purple and gold. It's available in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket. Do yourself a favor. Try Bibigo today.
All right, here we go. It is a big Thursday.
You didn't know what day it was, did you?
Had to think about it long and hard. It gets very confusing because I'm working with Cappy, then I'm working with Stano, then I'm working with Momo, then I'm working with Annie, then I'm working with...
So John, you just mentioned how we can't go to the bathroom during breaks because
correct.
We can't go anywhere. As soon as you said that, Mace got up and went to the bathroom.
It's almost like you said it, and I thought, oh, you know, I do.
I put it in your head, yeah. If you run, you can make it.
Exactly. You can do it.
Don't get blocked at the bathroom.
Yes. Don't get Lydia'd.
Yes.
The cleaning lady is named Lydia, and she always hangs a sign that says, closed for cleaning.
And you're like, oh.
I ran all the way over here.
Yeah.
That's not right.
So there's this guy named Dylan Raiola, who is the top-ranked quarterback in the college football recruiting class of 2024. And he's going to flip his commitment from Georgia to Nebraska. His uncle.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Exactly.
There's, I'm going to see Stu Lance later. He'll be very proud Nebraska alum. He'll be very happy about that.
Now, there's still time for things to change again. So Dylan Raiola is expected to visit Lincoln Saturday. But one desperate Bulldogs fan who goes by the nickname Laguna Dog concocted a wild plan to prevent Raiola from changing his decision. It involves the airlines. It's being reported that Raiola will visit on Friday. He's flying on Delta, and the alum says if some loyal Georgia pilots or flight attendants call in sick at the last minute, the flight would be canceled and they would keep her all in Georgia. Now, I don't think it's going to work, but
it's the DeAndre Jordan dilemma all over
but
again.
But congratulations to the Laguna dog for at least trying to find a way to help out a school.
I love that whole DeAndre Jordan thing, too, where they just put a chair on the door like, you're not leaving house. It worked.
Yeah, it absolutely
And maybe this will work.
Maybe.
Could.
We're waiting to find out who USC's quarterback is going to be.
What's his name, like Miller, Moby, or something like that?
There's a name that's floating around, the Kansas State kid. Will Howard is the one that I've heard in association with the Trojans. He's one of three quarterbacks on this list.
Yeah, the Oklahoma quarterback is going to Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Because I saw that Dante Moore was close to going to Oregon.
I heard Dante Moore was going to go to Michigan.
I did, too.
Well, he's from there, and then I saw a report that he was, like, top of the list for Oregon.
No,
yeah,
okay.
They took the Oklahoma quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a better one.
It's so crazy. Worth. It really is just quarterback free agency every year. Notre Dame got the Duke kid. USC, maybe they get the Kansas State kid. The Oklahoma kid goes to Oregon. Dante Moore goes Michigan or wherever. All of a sudden, you've got the – it's like deck chairs.
Is this good for college football?
That is a complicated question.
I mean, just the quarterbacks. Forget all the other people that are always constantly moving around. A different quarterback in a different place every single year.
What do you think?
Is it just like pro, then?
Yeah, it is. I'm not against the players making money.
Me either.
So I think it is a good thing.
But
for
don't you?
Football.
I think it's good for players. I don't think it's necessarily good for programs
or fans.
Or fans, right? Because you don't get a chance to watch a guy develop over a period of time, which is part of the joy of college football. It's like, oh, look, Matt Barkley turned into this guy.
Right, but okay, take Caleb Williams for an example.
Yes,
he plays his freshman year at Oklahoma.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then he comes to USC, and then we got to watch him for 2 years at USC, and he was great. So good for him. And by the way, Jalen Hurts. You know, got beat out at Alabama, went to Oklahoma, and
Joe
now
Burrow.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the Joe Burrow. Yeah, this kid that just won the Heisman at LSU was at Arizona State. Jaden Daniels.
Well, Jaden Daniels is a little bit different because he was the starting quarterback. But some of those other guys that you're mentioning were beat out by other guys, so leaving made sense. When you leave when you're the starter at a big time program to go to another big time program, isn't that
well? You know what that's about, Greg? Don't you?
It's money. It's about money,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, to get a good quarterback, it's like $2 million now.
If we die, we die!
That's Matt Rhule.
Nebraska's paying
Nebraska's going to pay this kid from Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know.
The game is now.
That's because it is a pro sport now. College football is a pro sport,
and
we have to accept it.
And good.
Sure.
Guys should be making money for this. So, Ireland, you set this up. We've got this clip of this woman in the Hallmark
Michael Thompson
movie.
And I both watch hours and hours.
Yes.
Of Hallmark Christmas movies. Basically, at the start of November, Hallmark just runs Christmas movies 24/7. They get rid of all their other programming and they run nothing but Christmas movies. And after you've seen a few of these, you realize that there's a theme to a lot of these things that probably doesn't make sense. And this is a girl on Instagram that came to that conclusion after watching several Hallmark movies and then posted this.
Town have wives who died. Has anybody looked into that? There's a life or death Christmas cookie competition. Do you kill the losers? What's this? An engagement ring? Dude, I met you like 14 minutes ago. Oh, could you point me toward the local inn? Oh, the hot handyman is still renovating it? Okay. More mistletoe. God, does everyone just make out with strangers here? Hey, where did my car go? I parked right here. I have to stay in this town until Christmas Day. Okay, did you guys steal my car?
I didn't really understand it.
Yeah, I don't. Explain.
Okay, all of those things are true. Number one, in the beginning of all Hallmark movies, there is some type of crisis. Like the girl breaks up with her boyfriend because he doesn't pay enough attention to her, or mm-hmm. he dies, mm-hmm. or something happens that, you know, her life seems perfect, and then it all goes crumbling down. And then she'll go back to her hometown to get over it, and there will be a handyman even better looking than the boyfriend that broke up with her, who is always renovating something, and the girl just happens to show up where that is. And then she can't leave because her car breaks down, and they can never get the car fixed until Christmas Day. The car, like, no mechanic apparently works from, like, December 17th through the 24th. So you have to suspend belief to watch Hallmark movies because all those things happen. Laura, a few other things that I think you may have noticed. You notice that the mayor, the police chief, or any figure of authority is always a minority.
Yes.
It's either a woman, Hispanic, African-American. There's never, like, Hallmark has a boilerplate that they have to do that. And number two, the best friend, because there's always a best friend, can never be better looking than the lead.
Right.
Well, it's the lead.
That's true.
That's the lead, everything.
The lead has to be the best-looking girl in the movie. And if she can't have a hot friend. All the friends have to be less attractive than her.
That's true. They don't always nail it, but yes.
But why would we watch the movie if the friend was the good-looking one and the one that was...
Yeah, by the way, why would we watch the movie if we know how it already turns
out?
It's cheesy, and what a pointless exercise this is. You know they're going to wind up together. The bakery closed, and he left town, and they used to not get along, and now they meet again, and then they're married.
No, I've seen this plot at least five times.
Yeah.
The bakery closes because some real estate developer is coming into town to level it and create a super mall. And then the guy... the guy who's in charge of leveling the bakery or leveling the inn gets a crisis of conscience and falls for the girl that owns the bakery or owns the inn. And then he decides against knocking it down and they live happily ever after. And like that girl made reference to, she'll get an engagement ring after she's known the guy for 15 minutes.
Yeah, they fall in love very quickly in these movies. Days.
By the way, no sex.
None.
In Hallmark movies.
Oh, really? None?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's never sex.
They never get down?
But that's going to be...
You never go past first base.
Which is the one that your girl's going to be in?
Janna Kramer, that's a Lifetime movie. Lifetime is breaking the rules.
Yeah.
But Hallmark has yet to go there.
What do you mean Lifetime is breaking the rules? How?
Janna Kramer's having sex
in a Christmas movie.
DTF.
And she's so good looking.
Downtown Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's so good looking that a lot of people will watch that movie just because of her.
Okay.
But like, how far do they actually go? Like, you just—it's
never past first base on Hallmark.
No.
What about
Janna Kramer? Their sheets are over them.
Lifetime dabbles. They go into this like the nanny sleeps with the husband, and it's a big scandal.
Okay. Right.
But that doesn't happen on Hallmark. If you want G-rated movies, stick with Hallmark. If you want to get a little racier, go to Lifetime.
So PG, but it's not like PG-13.
And they have this new network called Great American Family that is just super cheesy. It's like Hallmark on steroids.
That's the one that was made by Bure's wife.
Yeah, Candace Cameron.
Candace.
From Full House.
Because she didn't like the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so there's your primer.
There's your Hallmark primer if you want to watch Hallmark movies. What's today? Today is the 14th. Mm-hmm. You got 11 more days of nothing but Christmas movies on Hallmark.
Beautiful.
So get booze, too.
On my smart TV, do I just have to download the Hallmark channel?
Yeah, like, they have an app, and you can watch them 24/7.
Do you have to pay for it?
Or you can just watch like the regular Hallmark channel, which is on most cable systems.
I tell you, I cannot tell you how low the odds are that I am ever going to look at one second of a Hallmark movie.
And by the way,
you've done nothing to sell it up here. Like,
it's just
there's
good.
Nothing on. There's nothing to watch right now.
Yeah, there's good stuff on.
Outside of the sports that we all watch
because
we love
it. Tonight there's a game.
Yeah, what are you going to watch tonight?
I'm going to watch the football game, and then I'm going to watch
the Raiders and the Chargers.
You're not watching
I'm
going to
watch episode 2 of Murder at the End of the World, which is a new miniseries.
Okay, so you're not going to watch Raiders Chargers.
I am going to watch it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to watch
first segment.
It's over early. Then I'm going to watch Murder at the End of the World.
First segment. I don't think you're going to watch it because I'm not going to watch it. First segment tomorrow. Okay. I want a full breakdown of Raiders Chargers.
Just the first quarter.
Oh, I'm good. Great.
No, not
watch
just
it.
The first quarter.
Matter of fact, because Amazon has taken over Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
It has. I think I've told you guys about this. It has led me to my new life on the road. I travel with an Amazon Fire Stick so I can watch the football games. But what it does is it gives me every streaming service and the DirecTV app, so I get all the stuff I get at home, I get on the road.
That's fantastic.
Like right now I'm watching the MLB Network on the Fire Stick because I'm waiting for the Ohtani press conference to start. And I wouldn't be able to do that. Like this hotel doesn't have the MLB Network.
Right, exactly.
But now I get it all just because of the Fire Stick.
By the way, the introductory press conference is coming up, and we will we'll carry that.
And he has arrived. I'm looking at pictures of him arriving at Dodger Stadium.
We've got two fearless reporters there, Parker and Cody. They They texted Greg and said, what should we ask if we get into a scrum?
Yes.
And Greg, read your question.
So my question to Andrew Friedman was, with Ohtani deferring so much money, how much pressure do you feel to make upgrades to the roster more than past years, whether through trades or big free agency signings?
Can I tell you how he's going to answer that?
We always want to upgrade
our team. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always looking to upgrade our team, regardless of Shohei being here or not.
Here's what I told him. Ask Shohei his dog's name.
Yeah, and I have that next.
Yeah.
To Shohei, what's your dog's name?
What's your dog's name? We don't know what his dog's name is.
Here's what. If I had one question to ask Shohei.
Okay, yep. I'm going to put it in here. I'm going to tell them to do it.
All right, this is it. You ready?
Yep.
Write this down carefully. Can I have $1 million?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That would be very. You'd go viral.
Security.
They'd go viral.
Yeah.
By the way,
actually going to tell them to do that.
And 800,000 can be deferred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked Mark Cuban that once. We had Mark Cuban on the show.
Yep.
And I asked him that, and he said, sure. Just not from me.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm telling them to do it. To Shohei, can I have $1 million?
There you go.
What's up, fool?
Coming up next door, you're going to do some What's Up, Fool? In the meantime, you know, I was talking to somebody. People have been hearing me do these ads now for the LA County Department of Mental Health, and guys in particular have a hard time expressing when they've got a mental health issue going on. Because we're guys and we don't talk about it. And we're all about removing the stigma from this. If you are feeling, you know, overwhelmed or you're feeling lonely or you're feeling anxious or depressed, it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And you want to talk to somebody right away, whoever is closest to you in your life, your wife or husband or mom or dad or whoever that is, so they can support you the best way they know how. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to help too, with free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. 24/7 hotline number, 800-854-7771. You're not alone. Website, dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health is all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so an NBA insider is claiming, they're not saying which NBA insider, okay, is claiming that multiple sources have pointed to the Brooklyn Nets as potential threats to trade for Donovan Mitchell. Now, would Donovan Mitchell stay in Brooklyn because he wants to be in New York, and it's right there? It's not the Knicks, but it's still in New York.
Sure. So why wouldn't he?
Well, because he's always been, the whole thought is that he's going to go to the Knicks. He's always wants to play for the Knicks. So if the Nets trade for him, are they just trying to say, like, hey, we're here?
I'm not so sure it's not better to go to the Nets than the Knicks. The Knicks have James Dolan for an owner, and he can't get out of the way. I mean, they haven't won anything ever. And so if I'm Donovan Mitchell. Well, they've been to the finals more recently.
When they were in Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then when Byron Scott was coaching them, they went to the finals. And you know, a few years ago, they were decent again. And then they kind of crashed and burned when they did the Kyrie Durant experiment. But Joe Tsai, I'd rather play for Joe Tsai than James Dolan.
Sure. So a lineup of Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Nick Claxton.
Not going to win a title, but nope. Probably making the playoffs.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell, nice player.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, he's all NBA. He's really good. Yeah.
So, I mean, I get why they would make the trade. I don't know. You're saying whether it's Brooklyn or the Knicks?
Well, like the thought has been for years that he's going
go to
the
Knicks.
Go to the
yeah.
Knicks. And so if Brooklyn trades for him, maybe he stays because they're actually they're still in New York.
Well, Brooklyn is right next to Manhattan, right. So I think it's going to work out.
Yeah, but if your goal is to be a Knick.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's up,
fool? What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So, I saw this story about you being able to live on a cruise. Okay. Would you guys be interested in living in an 8-dock ship? Yeah. It departs from England.
Nice.
You're going to be hitting 147 countries in that 3.5-year span.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you a little bit. $89 a day.
$89 a day for 3.5
For three
years.
And a half. See, it sounds good. When I read it, I think it's almost 100K.
100K a year.
Yeah, it's about 100K a year, if I'm not mistaken.
365 divided by 2.
Okay, so here's a little thing about cruises. I went on one.
I saw Titanic. I'm not down.
So
times 89.
Greg's still doing the math.
$81,212.
It's like 100K. I was close.
So I think cruise ships are big floating petri dishes. I only hear about them
when
somebody gets sick and all of a sudden the whole ship is sick and they can't dock anywhere. And I do not want to be in that. And I don't like the buffet. I mean, on a cruise ship, like you'll find like a big pile of shrimp.
Yes.
Right?
It looks gross.
And you're
gross.
Reaching into the shrimp. It's terrible.
It's the best
and
part.
Everybody's, they don't have a snot shield on the buffet.
Ew.
You know the snot shield. That's what they call that thing.
It's a sneeze shield.
Sneeze shield. Yeah. There you go.
I know what you're talking about.
All that stuff. Cruises are disgusting. I would never go on one.
Here's the thing. Laura, you said this would cost me $89 a day?
Yeah. So it's about 100K. For the 3.5 years.
If they want to pay me, I'll do it, but I'm not paying them. I mean, I'll be Isaac, the bartender or something, but no, I'm not paying money to spend 3.5 years on a cruise. Bergman, no, there's no golf courses on cruise ships.
No,
I'm out.
No, you'd be completely out, and I wouldn't do it either because it's just nuts. Like, I'll go on a short cruise, give me a couple-day cruise. I think I could do okay with that.
Okay.
But Brian loves cruises.
I love cruises.
You're going on a cruise next year at some point. I forget when it is.
Puerto Rico, Dominican.
Nice. The Dominican's amazing. Yeah.
Would you do this?
I don't think I could do it more than like 5 days is a lot. I couldn't do it more than like a week. Yeah, that's nuts.
John, we just got a tweet from our friend Ed. He says they just went on a cruise for a week and 6 of the 30 people in the group got COVID, including his wife.
Oh.
It is a petri dish indeed.
Yeah, Ed's right. Crazy. And so we're all out, right? Except Brian would do it for 2 days and then he'd be out.
I want to try it. I've never done it.
Three years?
No, hell no. Oh. Like I said, I saw the Titanic. I'm out. But I would do it for like a few days. I definitely want to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the ones right out here out of Long Beach. Or like
Like Ensenada and come back. Yeah,
you can do that one.
I could do that.
I'll cruise to Catalina as long as I'm back by 4 o'clock.
They got boats out of Long Beach too.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, I don't know if you saw that Doritos is going to be teaming up with a liquor company.
I did see this.
Yeah, so they're going to be
Dorito liquor?
Come on.
Nacho cheese flavored liquor that smells and tastes just like the real thing. Yep. $65 a bottle. It's going to hit New York and California next month.
Does it have a name?
Hard pass?
I don't think so. It's
hard
just
pass.
Empirical Doritos, and it's a bottle of vodka.
No thank you.
So I had this story, too. I'm trying to see. They've actually...
A nacho cheese spirit, I think, is what they're calling
it. A nacho cheese spirit. You know, I got to say, I'd probably try it. I do like Doritos a lot.
You would try it? Sure, I would.
Get a bottle of it. Get a bottle. I'll try it.
There used to be a peanut butter whiskey that would come around here every once in a while. No, it was awful.
Peanut butter whiskey sounds good.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. Awful. No.
The ranchata's good. That one's good. Yeah. But that's like sweet and, you know.
Yeah, the nacho cheese. If we can get a bottle of it, can we order a bottle?
Let's try it out. Yeah, let's try it.
Nacho cheese liquor.
Go ahead. Amazon.
Amazon probably carries it.
Maybe. What's that, fool?
I was going to say maybe Costco.
Are you gonna,
John? You're out on
100% out.
Okay, I love the idea of liquid nacho cheese liquor. That sounds delicious.
Sounds so good.
It sounds disgusting.
Now, if it's Cool Ranch. We got a different story.
Cool Ranch.
Watch out.
You guys have weird taste buds, but I'm not judging. That's all you guys.
What's up, fool?
All right. So I actually posted this question to Mace and Greg earlier. Mm-hmm. So Brian and John, you guys are fresh ears. My nephew, I asked him what he wanted for Christmas. He's 12 years old.
Money, cash.
No, well, I was hoping for that because he asked for a Chargers jersey and I refused to buy it. And my sister got mad at me. And I'm like, am I wrong for refusing to buy a Chargers jersey? Because I'm a Rams fan. And I'm like, you're not really a fan. It's your dad kind of pushing this team on you.
Right, right.
So I just kind of got upset at my sister for her getting upset at me. Am I wrong on this?
How old's your nephew?
He's 12.
If he's made up his mind about
teams,
I don't think
he has.
You think he's still open to considering the Rams?
Because he was okay with the Rams jersey my sister said no.
Your sister blocked the Rams jersey?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is what you do.
Don't listen to the sister?
No. You get a Aaron Donald jersey, and you get a Justin Herbert jersey, and you put them in the same box and let him pick.
No, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Just put two jerseys out there, whichever one he goes to.
It's funny because the one that I bought him originally was an Aaron Donald jersey. So I already have one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
By the way, does this, see if this changes your mind. It's called Empirical Doritos. This is the liquor. It says it's neat or over ice in a margarita or Bloody Mary, the real thing. Experience the indulgent flavors of your favorite snack in a liquid form. The spirit opens with umami and tangy aromas of nacho cheese, moving to the deeper corn-forward flavors of the chip to finish on a soft, salty note.
I don't even think Michael Thompson would like Doritos flavored liquor.
I love their description. Right. It sounds so good the way they describe it.
None of it sounds good.
I just ordered a bottle.
Did you really?
We're going to get one from the holidays.
No, he's not.
Nothing says the holidays like Doritos liquor. Let's brew her up.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Coming up, we are going to try to connect with the Otani press conference.
It's coming close. I think he's going to the stage right now.
We've got people there for the introductory press conference, and we will get some of that for you coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.